Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The media, they are all in on scaring you into believing that the best thing you can do is give up your rights. Give up your freedoms. Give up your liberty. Become sheeps to the government. And these agencies that are not even elected officials who are taking away most of your rights, these health departments are the scariest people I've ever encountered. What they're able to do and what rights they've been able to take away from us in the names of it's for your own good, it's for your safety, trust us, we're the government, we're here to help, is truly terrifying. Now, the media has already said, and they went all in on behalf of these liberal politicians before Thanksgiving, they went all in saying, you got to pay attention. You got to do what we're telling you to do here. Governor Whitmer, Michigan governor, one of the most restrictive places on earth, a communist state at this point. Here's her message for you for Thanksgiving. This is what she had to say about Thanksgiving.
I wanted to take a moment to urge Michiganders everywhere to do their part to protect our families, our frontline workers, and our small businesses. And I wanted to take a moment to share what I am thankful for this year. Our frontline workers in our hospitals, in our child care centers, in our grocery stores, and more. I'm thankful for my family here at home and across the country.
By the way, you notice the setup here. If you disagree with any of the extreme orders from Governor Whitmer, you're against frontline workers. You're against teachers, you're against doctors, you're against hospitals, you're against the police, you're against the firemen. You're unpatriotic. Notice how she set that up. You know, you're against small businesses while I'm destroying small businesses. While I'm destroying these small businesses, you're really, if you don't do what I tell you to, you're somehow the one that's against small businesses. No, we're trying to survive. And she says all this, of course, under the mask of, I want to take a moment to share what I'm thankful for.
My dogs, Kevin and Doug. And I'm thankful that no matter how hard this pandemic gets, I can always find small moments of joy, even if it's as simple as cracking the Verners and watching the Great British Baking Show with my husband. As the weather...
So now I'm going to just take away all your rights. Because that's what she's done. And don't worry, the media is covering for her. We found out earlier today, this is not a joke, that she's now been nominated as Times Person of the Year, sucking the life out of the economy, destroying industries, taking away freedom like we've never seen before in this country in modern times. They're now saying she really should be the model of this nation. She is the model of this nation. She is the one that we should all be excited about. She's a true leader. This governor nominated for Time Person of the Year. They nominate her as Time Person of the Year, right? You guessed it, Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, because that's another reason why you know she's right, right? We've nominated her as Time Person of the Year, so obviously her restrictions on telling you who you can and can't eat with, where you can and cannot travel, who you can and cannot break bread with, it's obviously the right thing because we've said so. We, the media, have declared that she is the Time Person of the Year nominee. You want to know who she's running with? Netflix CEO. Same guy that allowed for child porn to be up on Netflix this year. Rapper Kanye West, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Prince Harry, artist Megan Thee Stallion, global warming activist Greta Thunberg, who won, by the way, in 2019, Black Lives Matter activist, artist Bad Bunny, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senator Bernie Sanders, Representative AOC, former Vice President Joe Biden, and failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. They're all on the list. Oh, also New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's spending so much time writing a book about how great his response to the pandemic is when more people have died in the state than any other state in America. Just like Cuomo, just like Governor Whitmer, these are states that have been heavy-handed, shutting things down, putting virus-infected patients into nursing homes to recuperate that then spread to others who died. In June, by the way, Senator Peter Lucido, Republican, vowed that if he was elected as the county prosecutor in Macomb County, he would charge the governor of the deaths of nursing home patients in that county. Oh, but she's telling you it's because you're a good American that you're going to follow her rules. She's thankful for her dogs. She's a real understanding person.
If it grows colder, we must continue to listen to medical experts and join forces to fight COVID-19. We beat this virus in the spring by listening to the public health experts, and we can beat it again. Last week, our state health department director issued an epidemic order that limits indoor gatherings where COVID-19 can easily spread from person to person. These steps are what the public health experts say we need to take to avoid overwhelmed hospitals and death counts like we saw in the spring. Doing this will protect the medical workers, first responders, and other essential workers on the front lines.
Told you. There it is. You need to listen. It's not me that's telling you this. It's the health experts that are telling us this. It is the health experts that are telling us all of these things that you need to be doing. Right? It's all the health experts that are telling you. It's not me telling you this. I'm hiding behind the health experts. I'm just trying to save your life. You need to understand that you're not giving up your rights. You're protecting your fellow man. You're not. Your business isn't being destroyed in vain. It's because we're telling you that it's really in your patriotic duty to give up all of your businesses, even if it means them being destroyed. This is in your best interest. And trust her, because she's nominated for Time Person of the Year. The media also all in on telling you you could kill grandma if you see her on Thanksgiving. What is wrong with you? Your next event, your family event, could be the funeral of your loved ones because you won't listen to what we tell you to do this Thanksgiving. So let me tell you what you need to do.
This Thanksgiving is going to suck a bit.
This is not some existential reality. Cancel your plans if you absolutely do not need to travel somewhere.
Travel by car if you must travel.
I don't like it to be any number. I like it to be keep it to your immediate household.
Eat all of the mashed potatoes by yourself. That's what I'm going to do.
Limit the number of people. Do it outside and wear your mask.
If you go over to a friend's house, mask up the whole time you're not eating or drinking.
If you're a college student, shelter in place for at least 7 days once you arrive.
Separation should be the norm.
Avoiding direct contact, including handshakes and hugs.
Speak softer, because louder voices, shouting, screaming, actually singing, spreads the virus.
So you can't test your way out of or into safety here.
You can't test your way into Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, you just can't test your way to that table. That's just not the way.
You can't test your way into Thanksgiving dinner.
Having one person serve all the food so multiple people are not handling the serving utensils.
And open the windows if you can, or have the air blowing out.
Do a lot of FaceTime or Zooming.
I'll be there virtually, but not personally.
A Zoom Thanksgiving is a lot better than an ICU Christmas.
Cancel your plans. Cannot be more clear here.
Invite grandma? This could be her last Thanksgiving? Yeah, if you invite her to a place where she can get sick and die.
People who don't want to miss out on their next family event of Thanksgiving should watch that segment again. Because what you really don't want is your next family event to be a funeral.
So there's the media. They've decided to. This is your moral obligation to do what we tell you to do. And it's the health experts, the ones that are backing us up. We're not making these rules. They are. We're not deciding what's going on. They are. We're just implementing it. We love our dogs and our family and everything else. So it's okay. Totally fine. This is, you know, I'm the governor here, and we all have a responsibility to follow my laws, but it's patriotic for you to do it. Patriotic to not see anybody. Meanwhile, go out Friday and do shopping. Go out Friday so we can get our tax dollars off the sales tax and shop your AWS off and get in lines and stand there, buy everything on Black Friday, and we'll support small businesses on Saturday, and it'll be great. But nope, cannot see your actual family on Thanksgiving Day. Now, we need your tax dollars the next day. No one's telling you not to go out Black Friday shopping on the left, are they? No, because their states are hurting for revenue. So we'll take that risk. Go to the malls. Go to the small businesses on Saturday. Hell, we'll have an open market in D.C. And the vice president's going to show up, elect Kamala Harris. And we'll give that a glowing review where people are gathering to shop. But you, the day before that, you cannot see your family. You could kill somebody. But we do want you to go out and shop because we need your tax dollars desperately in our states. So Black Friday shop. But don't see grandma. Don't see your family. Uh-uh. This is the world that they want me to live in. I'm good. This is not a world I want to live in. And I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to not fight. I'm not going to shut up and do what they tell me to do. I'm not going to sit here and watch my children be turned into enemies against parents in Vermont. I'm not okay with it. I'll never be okay with it. And don't tell me, oh, well, but it's patriotic. You need to understand it's what you're really doing is patriotic. What you're really doing is a good thing. What you're doing is following the health guidelines, and that means that you're a great American. And if you don't, you're trying to kill people. Dr. Fauci, by the way, getting in on this as well. Because, you know, Fauci's all about this. Fauci's one of those that's saying, hey, you know, I'm okay with some of the kids going to school, right? But really, these businesses, they need to shut down. How are you going to take care of the kids if you don't have a job, Dr. Fauci? How are you going to do that? How are you going to take care of the kids? Serious question. How are you going to take care of the kids if you don't have any money?
Did some of its clinical trials down to age 12. But there hasn't been a lot. What is your sense of when should we expect school-age kids to be able to get vaccinated? Are we looking at the summer? Is that going to be a longer period of time here? Yeah.
Well, traditionally, Chuck, the direct answer to your question, it's going to be months. And the reason is, traditionally, when you have a situation like a new vaccine, you want to make sure, because children as well as pregnant women are vulnerable. So before you put it into the children, you're going to want to make sure you have a degree of efficacy and safety that is established in an adult population, particularly an adult normal population.
I'm playing that for you for one reason. If you don't think some of these states are going to start doing mandated vaccinations of this COVID-19 vaccine, you're not paying attention. You notice there, well, there's a certain level of efficacy that we got to have with these kids. You know, so we'll let the parents be the guinea pigs first, but we need to get it to them very quickly. If you don't think governors are going to start telling your kid can't go to school without a vaccine, you're also not paying attention. And then Dr. Fauci saying, we got to close businesses, we got to close bars, but we got to keep the schools open.
We get that soon.
And Dr. Fauci, New York City public schools shut down again earlier this month. I know your default position is that you'd like to see the schools open, but how do you make that happen? How would you advise the incoming Biden administration on getting a sort of unified response?
Well, you know, Martha, that's a good question. We get asked it all the time. You know, we say it not being facetiously as a soundbite or anything, but, you know, close the bars and keep the schools open is what we really say. Obviously, you don't have one size fits all. But as I said in the past, and as you accurately quoted me, the default position should be to try as best as possible within reason to keep the children in school or to get them back to school. The best way to ensure the safety of the children in school is to get the community level of spread low. So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
So let's shut down everything else. We'll let the kids go to school as long as their parents do what we tell them to do, but we'll send them back home in Vermont if they saw their grandparents over Thanksgiving and didn't follow the government's rules here. But let's shut down everything else, because that will cause no issues in our country or economy or be able to provide for the kids, give them food, water, a roof over their heads. Let's shut everything else down and destroy everybody in this country that's just trying to survive right now. Let's go backwards instead of forwards. You know, there's one amazing part of all this equation that just really irks me, and that is some of the incompetency of these rules. I'll give you an example. I own a barbecue restaurant. It's called Ferguson's Barbecue. If you're ever in Memphis, come see us. And these new rules are we had to go backwards, 50% occupancy, and you're supposed to keep your mask on in between bites now. You can laugh. It's okay. You're totally allowed to laugh. Yes, you're supposed to keep your mask on in between bites of food now. They also have a rule that you can have no more than four adults at a table, and they must live in the same household. So you cannot go out to dinner with your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your friends. But you can eat with them in your home. You can eat with them at the park. You can eat with them anywhere else. You just can't do it in a restaurant. Not allowed to do it in a restaurant. Now, in my restaurant, to put a perspective on this, I can cook with my sister. I can cook with my dad. I can cook with my mom. I can cook with my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, anybody I want to cook with, right? But then when we're done cooking, I'm not allowed to go sit at the table with them and eat with them. I'm able to work with them. In fact, all my coworkers are allowed to work together, but they can't sit at the same table and eat together because that would be commingling households. You're only allowed to have six people maximum at a table, four adults max, and none of them can be at separate households. So if I want to go have dinner with my parents or grandparents, that's not possible. Not allowed. I want to eat with a coworker who I work with all day long cooking. Not allowed. And I'm supposed to take a bite and then take another bite and then take another bite. In between each of those bites, I am supposed to wear my mask. Also, not a joke. This is real. This is what their new rules are. Denver mayor, he told everybody to stay home, don't travel. What did he do? Got on a plane, traveled to Mississippi with his wife and kids to go hang out over Thanksgiving. Because do as I say, not as I do. If you don't realize this is full-blown communism coming after you, socialism, whatever you want to call it, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention at all. This is all just trying to see how far they can go. Can the government get to the point where they can tell you who you can and cannot gather with inside of your own home? Can the government get your kids to turn against you and turn you in if you did eat with somebody that didn't live in your home? Can the government tell you that you can't go to church, but you can go to a casino? Can a government shut down your church but allow you to go to the liquor store? Because that's somehow essential. This is not and was not about Thanksgiving. This has never been about Thanksgiving. This is about what can we do and how far can we push the envelope and how far will they let us go? How many businesses can we destroy and the people will not rise up? Where is that line? How many people can go broke because of our arbitrary rules? Let's talk about another arbitrary rule. Why is it in New York, where more people have died than anywhere else, they had a 10-person limit in a home, but in Oregon it was 6? Can anyone point to some science behind that decision for me? I'll be waiting. I want to know. I really do. I want to know. Why is it okay and safe for 10 people to gather in New York but 6 people in Oregon? Or are these just numbers they're pulling out of their AWS saying, all right, well, let's just see what we can get away with. I think 10's a number. Let's see if that'll fly with the citizens. Holy cow, it worked. Yeah, it worked. Oregon, I guess they said, you know what? Oh, wow, guess what? It worked. We got away with telling people 6 people. Vermont, hey, guess what, guys? It worked. We were able. We were literally able to have kids turn on their parents, spy on their parents. It worked. Guys, this is not about Thanksgiving. It's not about Thanksgiving at all. There it is. Close the bars and keep the schools open to mitigate community spread. All right, we figured it out, folks. It's really the bars' fault that we have a worldwide pandemic of COVID-19. Worldwide, it's the bars. Keep the schools open. Mandated vaccines, they might be coming, but it'll be patriotic, they'll tell you. It'll be patriotic to do that. But first, I want to remind you about the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. They are fighting right now to protect your vote. And if you have not joined AMAC, I want you to join for free and sign the petition that will go to state legislators, governors, U.S. senators, congressmen, the Department of Justice, and the Attorney General Bill Barr to stand up and make sure that this never happens again. If you have not signed the petition, do it now and stand up for the integrity of your vote. How do you do it? You go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com, www.benfreeonline.com. And you can join the number one conservative organization in the country and sign the petition to stand with President Trump to stop voter fraud. You'll also get the AMAC magazine for an entire year. The conservative magazine will be sent to your home for free, and you'll be getting updates on all sorts of legislative issues that can affect you and your family. So if you're tired of sitting on the sidelines and you're ready to get organized and you're ready to fight back, join 2.3 million other conservatives right now and sign your name to the petition to stop voter fraud. Go to benfreeonline.com to do it. That's benfreeonline.com. What you just witnessed this Thanksgiving by the media, by the elected officials, by government agencies and health departments really had nothing to do with Thanksgiving. It had everything to do with using Thanksgiving as a run, a dry run, to see what they could get away with, while telling you, of course, that they're saving your life. Telling you that you can or cannot see your family is not normal, especially on Thanksgiving. But what better time to try it than try it at Thanksgiving? In the name, of course, of COVID and trying to save your life. Telling people they can't travel. And then, of course, the elected officials traveling, just like the mayor of Denver said no traveling and then traveled to Mississippi with his family right after, telling people do not travel, is also another example of the left's hypocrisy. By the way, this is not Democrats anymore. This is full-blown socialism. This is socialism. Telling people to cancel Thanksgiving is not normal. Telling people that they can't see their family is not normal. Telling people they can't travel in the freest country in the world, in theory, is not normal. Throw COVID in there and maybe we can get away with it. This is not about protecting you. This is about seeing what they can get away with. And the media is all in on it. I want you to look at just some of the numbers here. Look at some of the headlines here. Vermont's governor has warned parents days before Thanksgiving. Don't screw with us. We told you what you can and cannot do. We told you you can't see your family. We told you that you're not allowed to gather in groups. We told you cousins, aunts, uncles are totally off limits. You better pay attention to us because we're going to grill your students, or the students, your children, on Monday about their Thanksgiving celebrations. The governor announced warning the citizens that you better do what I tell you to do or there's going to be consequences. Turning your children against you. Children are going to go back to school where they should be being asked questions like, how was your Thanksgiving? What did you do in a positive way? Did you eat a turkey? How was your time off? Instead, it's going to be, who did you see? Who did you eat with? How many people were there? I need you to remember. Count how many people were there. Were there people that came over to your house that didn't live in your house? Did you go anywhere outside of your house on Thanksgiving? And if your child answers those questions wrong, immediate action will be taken against you by the government. Students who admit that their parents attended gatherings outside of the household following the Thanksgiving holiday will immediately be sent home for a two-week quarantine period or a quarantine for a week and then must have a negative COVID-19 test. So we're now using children as little spies. Of course, it's not spying. It's for your own protection, folks. It's so that you're okay. New Jersey, for example, the governor there, shutting down businesses, people losing everything, telling people where they can and cannot gather, who they can and cannot eat with. At least, they were busted eating out tonight. You want to know what that sounded like as a citizen has had enough? And they're mad. In New Jersey, they've had enough. Took a while for my producer to bleep all of this. This is the New Jersey governor out to eat with a large gathering of family or friends and a citizen who had had enough. Listen.
God, Murphy, how you doing? Such a you're having you fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit going on at your house.
A little too drunk?
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on? Please?
You can go f*** yourself. How's that?
Wait, I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing like wrong with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're f***ing right.
Guess
you
who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah, he does. No, he doesn't like your phone.
Oh, he does.
Thank you.
I'm not usually, by the way, in favor of people cursing like that. I'm not advocating for it. But people have had enough of this crap. You got a governor that's telling you how you can and can't live your life, sitting there without a mask with his family doing whatever the hell he wants to do, but tells you that you can't even see your family when they're dying in the hospital or in the retirement facility, and you can't travel and you can't visit people during Thanksgiving. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.